Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rick Newman's here. Rick's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of Liberty for All. That's one of his books. Rebounders, that's another one of his books. The new one's Liberty for All, though, wherever books are sold. RickJNewman.com, is that right?
That's it.
And Yahoo, I'm sorry, finance.yahoo.
Finance.yahoo.com.
There you go. That's how you also we find all the reporting that Rick does. Rick, one of the things you've been working on lately is some stuff on the IRS and taxes. Tell us about that.
Funding for the IRS has been going down since 2010. There's no coincidence there that some Republicans took over the House and then the Senate in 2012. And they've been cutting funding for the IRS. There have been some obvious controversies with the IRS going after political groups. But we have a problem. This is a problem that is actually affecting ordinary people. The IRS is running out of funds to do things like answer the phone when people call for taxpayer assistance. Yep. I was at an IRS center yesterday in New York, line around the block trying to get in to go to their taxpayer assistance center. This is for people who don't understand something about their tax form. Maybe they don't have internet access, so they can't look it up online. Maybe
right.
English isn't their first language. And there's a bigger problem here, which is the IRS is not hiring new agents to do audits, and the audit rate is at the lowest level in at least 10 years. And everybody, you might think, well, that's great. I don't want the IRS on my back, and nobody really does. But this is what's happening, kind of unseen, is this is encouraging tax cheating. And guess who wins when it gets easier to cheat on your taxes? Who wins? Are people who are wealthy enough to hire smart attorneys and accountants who know how to hide things in complicated tax forms. And I've been talking with some IRS people who are saying this is exactly what's happening. Even companies are figuring out ways to either just sort of outlast the IRS.
And then you throw on top of this the new job that Obamacare has given them.
That's right. That's another thing the IRS has to do. So
maybe we'll get them to mow our lawns next time.
I'm not a cheerleader for the IRS, but what's the perverse problem that's developing is that if you honestly pay your taxes every year, you are losing out to people who cheat on their taxes it's getting easier to cheat, and the people who can afford the expensive tax help know that, and they're taking advantage of it.
So what do we do about it?
We fund the IRS. They're a couple billion dollars short of where they probably ought to be. We're talking about a couple of billion dollars here in a $3 trillion federal budget.
Yep.
You just fund the IRS. I mean, if you have a government and a society that functions based on tax revenue, then you need to have a healthy agency that collects the tax revenue. If you don't, you become Greece. That is Greece's single biggest problem, is they can't enforce the tax laws.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't like the tax laws...
But doesn't the government have more tax revenue right now than it's ever had before?
I'm not sure about the details on that, but I don't think so, Jim. And what I do know is the proportion of tax revenue that comes from individual income taxes is going nowhere but up, and the proportion that comes from business taxes is going nowhere but down. Now, maybe we think that's fine. I'm not saying there's anything inherently wrong with that, but the country is funded largely by individual income tax now. I think the business tax is around 12% of all revenue. The rest is individual income tax. And what has happened over time is we've just got a horrible tax code filled with tax breaks
for
wealthy donors at the expense of ordinary people who work hard and are honest on the tax.
That's the reason why we need the flat tax, Rick.
Well, we need. I don't agree with your flat tax, but we clearly need a better tax system.
Well, we need a flat tax, and then we can just defund the IRS all the way out. I mean,
Well, then who's going to pave your road? I mean, who's going to pay for the aircraft carriers we need?
the taxes are going to come in. A flat tax is not going to stop taxes from coming in. But there won't be any monkeying around with how much you pay. If you make $100,000 and the tax is 15%, you pay $15,000.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we lessen the burden on the tax agency through a good tax law, sure, yeah. I'm all for it.
Yeah. All right, I'll put you down. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job.
Put me down for 20, but that's
I will. I like 15. Hey, come back soon, buddy. Thanks for being
here. Jim.
Good job. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us. He'll be back another day, and we'll enjoy some of his excellent reporting. And in the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.